Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, April 6, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Timonini, and again, I am on my own as James is seeing Bright Star tonight. So while that means we'll be getting a little less conversation and a fewer cheesy transitions, it also means we'll get to a bit more news. But before we get to that, I've been telling you all week that Broadway Radio has some exciting things planned for the rest of the spring. We will be making the first such announcements over the next week, so please be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Broadway Radio. I really think that you'll be excited about what we're working on. All right, now to the news. Did you know that Oscar-nominated actress Diane Lane made her Broadway debut at the age of 12 in the 1977 Broadway revival of Anton Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard, starring Raoul Julie and Meryl Streep? Well, now you do. Lane went on to appear in two more classics on Broadway in 77, including a return production of The Cherry Orchard. Well, now after nearly 40 years, it was announced yesterday that she will be returning to Broadway in the Roundabout Theatre Company's revival of The Cherry Orchard this fall at the American Airlines Theater. She'll be playing Madame Renevskaya, and while no other casting has been announced, the Humans playwright Stephen Karam will be working on a new adaptation of the script, and Simon Godwin of the UK's Royal National Theatre will make his Broadway debut as director. The limited run will begin performances on September 15th with an opening night on October 16th. Earlier this week, when discussing Sunday's Olivier Awards, I made a prediction that the Imelda Staunton-led production of Gypsy, which won 4 awards including Best Musical Revival, might be making a trip across the Atlantic and setting up shop on Broadway sooner rather than later. Well, on Tuesday, the Wall Street Journal reported that after the Oliviers, a spokesperson for the producers confirmed that talks are currently underway to transfer the production to New York. No other details have been revealed, but I have a feeling that those talks are further along than they are letting on at this point. Speaking of shows transferring across the Atlantic, yesterday Hamilton producer Jeffrey Seller confirmed that he is working with Sir Cameron Mackintosh to bring the hit hip-hop musical to London in 2017. But he also announced that other international productions are in the works as well to launch across Europe and in Australia. And while it might currently be easier and cheaper to fly to another continent to see Hamilton, Seller also said that in addition to the previously announced national tour and Chicago production, which is expected to run for at least a year in the second city, the Second Road Company, which will open a 5-month run in San Francisco before going to Los Angeles, might return to San Francisco if interest warrants, and then another tour will likely launch on the West Coast in the next year or so as well. In all, Seller believes that there could be as many as 8 productions of Hamilton, including the original Broadway production, running around the globe in the foreseeable future. In other Hamilton news, because Lord knows there's no such thing as too much Hamilton, on Tuesday the show announced that for Wednesday matinees only, they will return to live in-person hand-for-hand shows and lotteries at the Richard Rogers Theater beginning today. All other lotteries and ham-for-hams will remain digital, but the Wednesday in-person lotteries will open at 12 noon with a 12:30 drawing. A few weeks ago, we discussed the unique theatrical production White Rabbit, Red Rabbit, where every Monday a new star comes to the theater to perform a one-person show having never seen the script before. So far, Nathan Lane, Whoopi Goldberg, Patrick Wilson, Brian Dennehy, and Wayne Brady have participated, and yesterday a new batch of stars were announced. On May 9th, Emmy winner and Tony nominee Bobby Cannavale will join the show, followed the next week by Emmy and Tony winner David Hyde Pierce, and then on June 13th, George Takei will try his hand at the show as well. Other previously announced actors that will be on stage in the coming months include Kira Sedgwick, Cynthia Nixon, Martin Short, Alan Cumming, Christine Baranski, Ramin Karimloo, Andrea Martin, Maren Mazie, and Donna Murphy. It was also announced yesterday that real-life husband and wife actors Dylan and Becky Ann Baker will be a part of the cast for the John Doyle-directed production of Peer Gynt at the Classic Stage Company, beginning performances on May 11th and running through June 19th. Becky Ann is currently featured on Girls, and Dylan is currently on The Americans, but for real theater fans, they are best known as Karen Cartwright's disapproving Iowa parents on Smash. Rest in peace. Also of note in the casting department, New York's Always Love Lucy Theater Company will be performing a rather untraditional version of George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion for 5 performances only May 4th through 8th at Theater 54 at the Shetler Studios. The company's producing artistic director, Sima Huck, will be playing Eliza Doolittle, but as Henry Higgins teaches her proper English grammar and articulation, Eliza will transition from a common flower girl to a proper gentleman, becoming Elijah Doolittle. Obviously, Shaw's work is now in the public domain, so artists are free to interpret and reimagine it how they see fit. But this interpretation does seem to fall in line with the company's motto, which says, "Always Love Lucy Theater follows the tradition of allowing the best audition, and not race or national origin, to be the deciding factor in casting, as well as to demonstrate how human relationships in classic plays translate to all cultures." If this interests you, like I think it might many people, you can see the show by getting tickets at alwayslovelucy2016.brownpapertickets.com. On Monday, the MCC Theater held its annual Star-Studded Miscast Gala, where Broadway's hottest stars performed songs by characters which they would never be cast as. The gala honored MCC alum Marissa Tomei and featured performances by Aaron Tveit, Leia Salonga, Linda Lavin, Gavin Creel, Kiala Settle, Beth Bears, Anna Viafanye, Shanice Williams, and more. So far, only a few videos have been released, but they are great. The Color Purple Cynthia Erivo sang A Piece of Sky from Yentl, and Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt's Titus Burgess and Tina Fey saying "You're Nothing Without Me" from City of Angels. I have to tell you, I don't know what's more entertaining, the mid-lyric zingers that Tina was throwing at Titus, or watching Leia Salonga and Gavin Creel react to the whole thing while sitting on the side of the stage. I will make sure that James put links to both of those videos in the show notes on BroadwayRadio.com, but keep an eye out for more because they'll be released over the next week or so, and they are always super, super fun. So check that out. On the heels of the fantastic reviews for Tony winner Glenn Close's return to the role of Norma Desmond in the English National Opera's stripped-down production of Sunset Boulevard, rumors are already starting to pick up about a potential transfer back to New York City. Lyricist Don Black told the New York Post, "But of course there is talk of doing it somewhere else. I think there's a very good chance of it going to New York." Talking specifically about the E&O production, Black said, "People expected spectacle back then, but times have changed. We don't have a staircase and nobody misses it. We have a car, but it's a small one, sort of a car light. I'm pleased to say that people are moved by the story and the songs." Obviously, Broadway Radio will keep you up to date on this and all major stories as they unfold. All right, thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow Broadway Radio on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. And really, 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 you should subscribe to my pop culture podcast, Some Like It Pop, on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. We'll have a new episode out today, so enjoy that. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.